Suzanne Butler scanned the sheet of paper in her hand again, barely aware of the townsfolk passing her on the wooden walkway in front of the mercantile, like river water parting around a boulder. She knew this day would come. "Darling daughter, I can no longer protect you, Suzanne. Your father and Regan Murphy are gathering their provisions. They pooled their resources when father found you missing from Aunt Kara's. They believe to have finally found you in Dodge City and will be on their way as soon as the mountain passes are clear enough to travel from Missoula Mills. Your father aims to bring you back home to marry that horrible man, Mr. Murray. I will delay them for as long as I can, but you must run, Susie. Find a place where you are protected, and they won't be able to bring you back. I fear if they do, you will be unhappy for the rest of your life, while your father, through his blind ambition, believes he will flourish when our two families are united and our lands have expanded. I fear otherwise, and that our family will be doomed at the hand of Mr. Murray. Know that you are in my heart at all times. With all my love, Mother." Suzanne Butler read over the letter one last time, folded it, and tucked it into her skirt pocket. She knew the length of expense and deception her mother had gone to for so lengthy a missive. Slender fingers trembled as she pulled several coins from her reticule to pay for the telegram that she prayed would save her for a bit longer. She'd been living in Dodge City for the past year, having escaped the unwanted marriage her father had arranged to take place on her next birthday. She was to marry the neighboring rancher on her 21st birthday. An embittered man who was cruel to animals and rumored to have killed his first wife, although there wasn't proof of it. His beady dark eyes had sent chills of warning through her from the first time she'd met him when father introduced Mr. Murray as her betrothed. With her mother's help, Suzanne stole away from Aunt Clara's on the eve of her 21st birthday, and what was to have been her wedding day. She arrived in Dodge City, ragged, dirty, and tired, looking for work wherever she could get it. With her heart hardened and a new identity, she landed at the Lady Gay Saloon. Only once since arriving had she let her heart soften. With the arrival of Mother's letter several days earlier, Suzanne believed it had been God's hand that kept her heart behind a wall. Now that Father and Mr. Murray were on their way, she wouldn't have a husband to protect her. She had no choice but to run again. So first thing this morning, Suzanne had headed toward the telegraph office, with the only option she'd been able to surmise could give her more time.
"Are you sure you want to do this, Montana Sue?"
Jake asked from his perch behind the counter.
"There must be families here in Dodge you can work for."
None that would hire a former saloon girl, though. Sue wiped at a tear in the corner of her eye. "Who here would believe that I have the ability to do everyday housework, let alone be a teacher to their children? I can't entertain that idea, not after all that has happened." Suzanne looked over the advertisement she'd written to the Dallas Weekly Herald one last time. "I have to do this, Jake. Dodge City doesn't have a place for me anymore."
"If that's what you want to do, it would be less expensive for you to send it with the stagecoach."
"No, it needs to get there quicker than that. The only way I know is to send it by telegram." Suzanne slid the form across the telegraph office counter. Any lingering apprehension gone. She'd taken Mother's advice. To find a trail leading her away from what would surely be a lifetime of unhappiness. Jake reached for the paper and began tapping the words of her advertisement. "Educated woman seeks position on Texas ranch as children's tutor and or housekeeper. Stop. Immediate availability. Stop. Send letter of interest to SB, Dodge House, Dodge City, Kansas. Stop.